Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. I am so elated to be jamming with all of you today. And today I actually have another really incredible woman that's going to be connecting and diving in and dropping in on so many different pieces of what's been present for her and also just what's been showing up in the collective and really the transmutations that have been taking place both in business and in life and with clients. And I just can't wait for y'all to hear her story and hear what we've really been tuning into. And so a little bit of background before I introduce her. I actually found this woman when I was in the part of my own health journey of having already done bikini comp training, feeling really exhausted, feeling really burnt out, and wanting to figure out how to get back into a more connected way with my body and with my health, and at the same time, battling a lot of the other pieces that come with the binge eating and the diet mentality, and wanting somebody who I felt understood more of the spiritual connection, understood more of the actual deeper aspects when it comes to health, when it comes to nutrition, just transformation as a whole. And so Julianne, the woman that I'm going to be introducing to you guys in just a second here, was somebody who was referred to me through one of my followers on Instagram. And when I went through her content, I was just like, this girl. Yeah, I see the sacred geometry tattoos. We're vibing. And when we connected, it was interesting because there was definitely like the spiritual pull. And at the same time, it was really working through a lot of the pieces of being fully seen and being able to be vulnerable and be transparent. And it's been such an honor and such a privilege to have her support over the last few months and really diving into my own healing and my own transformation with my body and with my heart. And even more so, what we're going to be dropping in with you guys today is how all of this has shifted as well with bringing in more pleasure into business and bringing in these deeper aspects of sexology and sex magic. And so I'm so excited to be welcoming Julianne to this. She is a women's transformational coach for really igniting the women in her life to reclaim their power through more of the holistic health and that spiritual psychology. So without further ado, here is Julianne.
Yay. Thank you so much for that amazing intro. It's been an incredible journey to work with you as well. And it's been a journey just from all.
It's been a journey.
No, journey just in the last like 6 months. You're saying these shifts in the collective, like all of it, just feeling all of the things. And it's been really incredible to see and feel my clients shift through that as well. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting because I know every time we would connect on calls, it would be like, well, here's what's present for me. And then we'd be like, yeah, ironically. That seems to be the theme, yeah, across the board. But before we even dive into that, for my audience that's not familiar with you, let's give them a little bit of background about who you are and your story and what kind of led you up to here and really like what you're tuning into today.
Sure. So my story started about 7 years ago. It started with what I feel like a lot of women struggle with is just this desire to change and shift their body and just fix their body. And so at that point in my life, I was trying to shrink and just shrink and shrink and shrink. So at the time I had kind of recognized that I wanted to break into the health and fitness industry. And I was going to go to school to be a registered dietitian. And I felt this like massive resistance. I was like, I don't want to sit behind a desk. So I went more of the holistic route and the coaching route. And I went to school for that. And then I dove more into the physical side of things. So I became a yoga teacher, a boxing instructor, personal trainer. And I did all of that physical stuff for about like 5 or 6 years at the same time as I was coaching. And there was always this kind of disconnect for me in the industry, but more for my own being, because it was like there was this really strong desire to change my physical and focus so much on the aesthetics. But then there was also all of this information and experience that I had in the holistic side of things. It was raw vegan. So it was this very like imbalanced perspective that I kind of had of like, how do I bring this all together? And then I found bodybuilding. And then it all shifted even more. So I competed for about 3 years and I did mostly bikini. I did one figure. And that disconnect got like just that distance between the holistic and what I was kind of living out was even bigger. And so I had just completely destroyed my body through the process. Right before entering competing, I was raw vegan. So I went really extreme in the holistic organic area and then ended up having really severe adrenal fatigue, helped my body heal through that, kind of had to switch my diet up, learn more about myself in an intuitive way. And then bodybuilding happened. And then it was like kind of back to, okay, I need to fix my body again. So a lot of hormonal imbalances, period loss, gut health things, and just more so the relationship to food in my body was just kind of destroyed. And it just came to a point in my competing career where I kind of sat down with it and was like, okay, this is like, what are you wanting to choose and live out in the rest of your life? Are you going to continue to stay so focused on the aesthetics and to sacrifice 90% of your life and your health for this? Or is there something different and more? And so I took that step back. And I think that if there's anybody listening that's done any kind of competitions or has a competitive background, I think usually when you step out of that, you're like, crap, like, who am I now? When it kind of pushes you to look at the direction you want to go in and all of your things to kind of to work through and to heal. So that journey was really big for me, and really diving deep into my own self, into my own identity, into my own healing process, and healing that relationship to food and my body, and really just healing myself from the inside out on every level. And then that kind of, that whole experience led me into creating the program that I offer now and the work that I do now. So it's been a lot of stuff packed in those 7 years.
Hell of a journey, to say the least. I think the, like, your whole story with all of it is what resonated so potently for me. Because there's a lot of people that teach like holistic health or like intuitive eating or all of these different aspects of like healing your gut and healing your body. But a lot of times it's like, it's hard to find somebody who understands the competitive background, and they oftentimes what I like to call like the identity attachment that we have to like training and just to like actually like working out, because it's something that you genuinely enjoy doing. But oftentimes when you get into competing, it becomes more of like a punishment or something that you feel like you have to do. Whereas before it was something that you genuinely enjoyed doing. And I know for me, it was like a huge reversal of like, oh, okay, how can I get out of the pattern of trying to force myself to train so hard and go all out and do this like all or nothing mentality, and get back into a place where it is more balanced and it is more about like, ah, oh, this feels good to move. Mm-hmm. It's not just about like this end goal or this outcome, but it's more so about the process and bringing more joy into the experience and really just falling back in love with where you're at.
Yeah. And I think, to be honest, I struggled so much in my own journey. I never felt like I found anybody that was kind of like, that there wasn't the way it is now. There wasn't the bridge between holistic health and the physical side of things. Like, it just wasn't that way. And I think that's why I struggled for so long, because I was like trying to figure it out and I couldn't understand how to bring it all together and how to navigate it. So Definitely resonate with that.
Yeah, it was a big piece. And I think the other part that comes into it too is then you also have like the more spiritual component of it, where it's like you're bringing in the aesthetic piece where it's like, yes, I want to make sure that like I feel really good in my body. I want to make sure that I'm not just like hitting this physical standpoint from a place of like sacrificing my health, but it also is allowing me to be spiritually connected with who I am on a deeper level. Yeah. And letting it be an extension of myself versus it just being like, this is all I am.
100%. I think the spiritual component is massive, and I think that it's a necessary and needed part to really make the shift out of it.
Love it. And so I'd love to just kind of drop into this with what you've been teaching in regards to the Balanced Body Method and the program that I've been going through, and really how things have been evolving for you and shifting, and the biggest themes and patterns that you've noticed that have shown up for your clients and really the transformation that they've had.
Totally. So BBM is a 5-phase program, and we really cover mind, body, soul. Because what I had found was so many other modalities or ways, like approaches, were kind of only focusing on this one small piece of you. Like you said, like just the nutrition or just the training. And there's just so much other noise, and there's so many other things running in the background. And so when I created it, I really wanted to address every single area of who we are as a human and a soul. So, you know, I would say the underlying piece to it is healing from the inside out on every level. So we're working on gut health. So I really focus a lot on education. I think that's a really big, important piece to really show up fully and to understand. And my intention is to always bring my clients back to themselves, back to their own internal wisdom, and be able to be their own health coach and health advocate. And so the education is a huge component in that. So education around gut health, around supplements, around hormone health, intuitive eating, period health, all of those things, adrenal fatigue, and really giving the tools to be able to be adaptable and be able to just show up to whatever comes your way and have it be okay and understand that it's for you and know how to move through and around or out of it in a way that's beneficial and still serving you in the direction of your purpose and your goal on every level. So whether it's a physical thing, like maybe not being able to go to the gym or not getting your meals in or a relationship issue or conflict or career thing, like whatever it is, just knowing how to move through those situations in the best way that's in alignment with you is keeping you in that place. But then also really reclaiming your own internal wisdom, your own divinity in a way that gives you more clarity and more self-trust. Because I think that so many of us are so disconnected from that ability to recognize like we have all of the answers. And even when it's something with our body, what I find is there's just a lot of resistance around the surrender. And saying that in relation to everything, whether it's like we were chasing this thing, we're chasing it, whatever, whether it's business or a partner or our body. And I think that's why the spiritual component is so impactful and so pivotal, because there's so much there underneath the surface. And all of this desire is kind of sometimes masking those underlying hurts and fears. And so, yeah, so we're covering gut health, hormone health, intuitive eating, and then a lot of like inner child work and mindset shifts around just kind of going off of, it's a very intuitive approach too. And so everybody is so different, which is so beautiful, but I also find that there's a lot of similarities. And so, you know, the experiences are different, but the underlying hurts and pains and things to be worked through are very similar. So it's usually lack of self-trust is a big one, not feeling like there's permission or safety to feel or to express or to even explore those areas of yourself, whether it be going back into certain memories, and then really bringing in the mind-body connection, and then more recently bringing in the pleasure component and the sexology and sex magic, because that's been a very big shift within my own journey as of lately. So that's been a really cool addition into the program. And that's just, I feel, kind of completing the approach. In my perspective, that's how it feels like. It's just really completing and bringing the fun into it, but also it feels like it's this straight path to actually showing up in a bigger way and in more of an embodied way. And I think that's the key, is the embodiment.
I love this. There's so many like juicy pieces right now, and I'm just like, which one do I want to dive in on? Let's drop in on this piece, because I feel like this is what really sets the tone with like the type of women that you attract, is this positioning of like really reclaiming your divinity and your own self-trust and knowing that like you have all the answers. And I feel like personally, like this is a big piece that I had to really work through, of like trusting myself again and being like, I know what I'm doing and I don't have to be so dependent on a certain routine or a certain regimen or a certain lifestyle, whatever it is. And it's really getting back into that part of like being more intuitive with how you exist, not just in health and fitness, but in life overall. And I love, and you and I have kind of dropped it on this a few times, I love the synchronicities between like health and fitness and then business.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's always so fun to see. It's like, where are we experiencing resistance? And for me, it's always been a place of like, oh, okay, where am I not trusting? And what, because of that lack of trust, am I not willing to surrender? And then I'm forcing and I'm trying to push and I'm trying to make it work my way. Versus allowing myself to just experience what existence has to offer.
Yeah. And I think that we take all of the energy and direct it right into the physical body. And it's like, okay, when something's off, well, I look fat today, or we have a fight, and it's like immediately directed to our body. And so I feel like the body is really just the outlet that so many of us to try and make things better and to make ourselves feel in control. And so I feel like the body is almost the vessel that I am calling in these women with, because there's so many other things on underneath the surface. And I think that, you know, when you were sharing what was coming up for me, is I just my own personal journey too, right? Like I was always externally searching. It was like, I need the best coach and I need this one and I need this one. It was never enough. It was never enough. And I was never satisfied until I really was forced to like sit down with myself and be like, how can I do this on my own?
Yeah, this is a huge piece. And what's been like coming through most recently is my revelation through working with you, and then also the reflections that clients have been giving, is we run a program where we're chasing this outcome, this end result, right? Whether it's having this physique, having a certain weight number or body fat percentage, our amount of income in the business or number of clients, whatever the thing is externally. And I think it was you or it was someone else that I was connecting with, and they positioned it and they said, we don't actually want that. We want what we believe that's going to give us.
For sure. Right?
And when we tune into that, it's like, it's coming back to this piece of, it's like, oh, okay, why do I actually want to like lose the weight? Or why do I want to grow the business to that level of success? Or why do I actually want that thing? Like, what's that actually going to mean about me? Mm-hmm. And it's coming back into this internal piece where instead of projecting outwards, we're actually coming back inwards and we're looking at like, oh, right. Yeah. Oftentimes it's usually a piece of like worthiness or enoughness or lovability or some point of like feeling like, wow, I actually have like a purpose or I feel needed or I feel like I'm here for a reason. And when we dive into that, it's like, we're almost coming from a place of lack or scarcity or fear is what I oftentimes find, because we're chasing this perceived outcome of what we believe needs to happen in order to receive that, versus what I feel like what you do and the work that you have with your clients and what was really reflected back to me is recognizing that that already exists within you, and that not having to chase this thing to get there, but coming more so from that place. And when you're accessing that with where you are right now, it becomes so much less about the result, and the result just becomes a binary factor of like, yeah, that's great. And also, I love the process.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I think that was beautifully articulated as it is. It's like bringing you into that feeling place, into that remembrance of who you are, and really just reclaiming it and taking back your power and embodying that. And then, like you said, the goals and the outcomes, yeah, they might still be there, but often they're not. Often there's this sense of fulfillment in where we're at, and there might still be a little bit of like working towards that physical goal, but it's from a completely different place. And it's just been really cool to watch, because I think that a lot of the clients that have gone through have cleared so much of that noise out that they're, I think every single one of them has either like switched a career, ended a relationship, like just massive shifts. Mm-hmm. And it's been really cool to watch those stories just melt away and get them back to their own authentic truth.
Yeah. I love the positioning in this, because it really does feel like that. It's kind of like, we over time pick up on all of these different programs or all of these different, what I like to call like spells of what we think we're supposed to be or what we think we're supposed to do or how we think life's supposed to look, right? Yeah. Whether it be relationships or business or career or body image. And really it's like the work that I feel like you do, the perspective that I have on it and whatever your angle is, please share. It's like you're creating the container and the space for somebody to really hold up the mirror and ask themselves, like, is this really me? And shedding all of the layers that aren't actually true for them and allowing them to really rediscover and uncover what is that really like soul self, in a way, is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah, you make me cry. Yeah, I think it's been cool to watch it evolve as well, because it's just naturally went that way. And it's been amazing. Yeah, a lot of mirroring back. And I think like the container that is created, like you said, is that mirror. And also there's so much strength built. Mm-hmm. It's like there's so much strength built in that process, because again, it's just bringing you back to the truth of you and the clarity and the knowing that you do have, just shedding those layers to be able to access it with surety.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I love that you do so well is inside of this container that you've cultivated, you provide such a feeling of like safety for your clients, to where it's like they feel safe enough to shed the layers and realize that it's like there's no judgment. There's like this unconditional love that's inside of that. Because I think for self and for, I'm sure, a lot of other people, there's that fear of like, well, if I shed this, like, is it going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? Right? Is there going to be that judgment? Am I still going to be loved? Or whatever the stories that we attach to it. And I think it's some of the things, so I'm getting emotional over here now.
I'm like, stop it.
It's just been such a magical gift of like, wow, like I actually feel safe. And I think especially a lot of the women that I know I work with, and I'm sure you work with as well, who are more powerhouses, who are more of those like high achievers, who have done a lot and accomplished a lot, and they hold a lot of space for a lot of other people. And oftentimes it's like this dance of them like being so used to being in that alpha position that they forget how to actually soften and be held.
Yeah. And I think, I resonate with that so much. And I think it shows up everywhere. And I think that in the high achiever, it might be harder to break through, but I think that that's kind of common across the board. And I think that you reflecting that back to me also, it's like, obviously so much of my own story has gone into the creation of this and into the purpose behind it. And you reflecting that also shows like my own growth. And I think that's why I coach the way that I do and why I'm so passionate about the work, because it's like, you are just so able to show up bigger in a different way. And half of these conversations, half of these things were not things that I could have ever spoken about. I mean, pleasure, sex, like, hell no, that was not something that I could have ever been comfortable with. And just shedding those stories gave so much freedom. And it's been really cool because the women that are going through it at the end, they're like, a lot of them have went to coaching school or wanting to give back because the shifts that they felt has been so impactful that they're wanting to share it and spread it. And that's been amazing.
I love it. It's like this giant ripple effect.
It is.
Let's dive into this space because I feel like there's so much juice inside of this. I love the synchronization between what you're bringing into your business and also just what I've been tuning into in my own practice and in my own business, and really honoring this pleasure practice, right? Just bringing more pleasure back into your life and into your business and just to the way that you exist. And I'd love to just kind of hear what sparked that for you and what that really means for you and for your clients and what that looks like.
This is a much juicier story.
I'm excited.
How real do you want me to keep it?
Yeah, I mean, we can just get as naked as we want on this one.
So a lot of my old stories was the relationship that I had with myself and my body was so abusive and very unhealthy. And that was also reflected in the relationships that I was involved in. And so I was two abusive relationships, one of which ended and was pretty traumatic. And I ended up pregnant. That was an intentional pregnancy on his part. And so there was a lot of physical trauma around that space for me and a very big disconnection between me and my body and my sexuality. But it was more of, it was such a beautiful journey because it was so synchronistic as well. And so I had done so much of the logical work and it was like, I got the awareness of the healing. Like I did so much, but my body couldn't let it go. And it was shown to me. And so I ended up finding a somatic therapy program that I actually went to and released a lot of that and did a lot of healing around my womb space and around sexuality and sensuality. And that like released everything on even a deeper level and then really like just opened my eyes to how much of the more there is and actually gave me the space to ask for more, to be able to go into the more without the baggage, without the heaviness of those things, in just a very clear way and introduce that pleasure back. And so that's been a beautiful component to be added. And I think that through the whole process of all of it, I think that you make what you want to make out of your life and out of your experiences. And I feel that I've always been able to, I've chosen to look at those things as the greatest gifts because I truly believe that they were. And I think that it's helped me so much to be able to relate to other women. And I think the more I dive into it too, there's so much sexual abuse. There's so much abuse everywhere. And there's so much of a disconnection from women, from their sexuality and from pleasure. And it's been incredible to introduce that into the business and to see everyone just like light bulbs turning on and reclaiming it. Like, yeah, the logical stuff is so important, but there's also the body and we can also bring this fun, pleasurable side into it and cover all of it at the same time.
I'm like grinning ear to ear right now. Those of you listening and you can't see. My response and then what's coming up is just number one, just like honoring and acknowledging you and sharing your story. And it's a scary thing to dive into. And even when we've shared it from a place of power, it's still always that piece of like, yeah, here's my heart. Here's my soul. Like here's me and all of my vulnerability. And I'm sharing it with the world. And I think that there's such beauty in that because through that, like you're really empowering so many other women to just be able to have permission to know that like, if that's something that's resonant for them, that it's okay. And yeah. I just want to acknowledge it's huge.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like when it happened, I knew that I was going to obviously be sharing it and I needed to work my way there and I needed to like feel right. But it was also this knowing that I need to share and I need to give this permission because also going through that, how many women in my life came forward with their own experiences? And I'm like, how is nobody talking about this? Like this, and especially with, I don't want to get into politics and I don't follow, but I'm seeing so many things pop up around like the abortion laws that are happening now. And I think there was a statistic that like one out of every four women have had abortions and it's just, we don't talk about it. And I'm so grateful for those experiences because it's been able to, like you said, I've been able to hold the container for others that have perhaps been in a similar situation or abuse or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a big thing, especially like the synchronicities with everything that's happening right now as we're recording this episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. And I think the other part of what it brings in is there's so much shame and guilt that I feel comes in when women are talking about sexuality or sensuality are really reclaiming their power. There's almost like a feeling of like it not feeling safe. And it's interesting how that then comes into and shows up in the way that we become so obsessed with wanting our bodies to look a certain way and wanting to be a certain way and being like, that's going to be the thing that fixes me, right? Believing that we're broken in some way.
Yes, 100%. And I think that's why it's just cool when you get there, like you have all these things and you're like looking back and you're like, oh, that's why that happened. I was like, thanks for that heartache. But really, thank you. But yeah, I think this was the next piece that really needed to be brought in into this space in health and fitness too, because there's a reason why we're all searching and trying to get to this image and be this way. And go tiny bit off track, but like you saying, what's happening in the collective, there's so many synchronicities. I think even with breast implant illness right now, I had an interview with my friend the other day and we went way the spiritual route on breast implant illness, and like midway through it, like, I just had the awareness that I feel like breast implant illness hasn't really caught on too much too fast, but it's definitely going to. And I feel like it's forcing the collective to look at what messages are being put out. Mm-hmm. And it's not a blame game or like pointing anything at the masculine, but it's just like, it's the feminine too, right? Like we're going in that, but that's created so much illness in women. And I feel like it's going to get to the point where it's needed to going to need to be loud enough to be looked at and look at the body image piece of it and how and what we're preaching and what we're all kind of how we're living ultimately.
Yeah, I love this. It's like bringing it all full circle. I feel like the theme and the commonality in all of this comes back to this piece of having this shameless self-acceptance and self-love with wherever you are right now and knowing that in your heart and your soul, like it's enough. Regardless of like the cellulite or the money in your bank account or how small your breasts are or what your body looks like all of these pieces are just this mirror for us to really just the way that I look at it is like, how can I love myself even more through these perceived imperfections and feel like least the shame and the guilt about it, right? Well, whether it's the guilt around like what we've experienced or what we've done, whether it's the shame and like feeling like we're not enough with where we are. And instead of feeling like, oh, I need to go chase this thing or go do this thing or whatever it is, it's like, actually, no, like I'm enough with where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. And I think that is truly the key to ever get to where you want to be. Because if you're not coming from that place, there's that slide back down the mountain, back to where you started.
Yeah. I love this. I want to bring this up because I know it's a huge point of resistance for a lot of clients when we start talking about surrender. I know for me, when I talk about surrender in business and I talk about like, yo, if it's not working, like you need to stop and you need to like stop doing and you need to get back to a state of being and figure out like what's going on energetically. And I'm sure you like the reflection and that would be something more along the lines of like, if the diet's not working, you need to stop the dieting. But there's this huge piece of like, well, if I become okay with where I'm at, there's a fear around them feeling like they're not going to be able to then push themselves to get to where they think they want to go.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I'm afraid that if I'm okay with where I'm at physically, that I'm just going to get fat, right? Or if I'm okay with where I'm at in my business, that it's not going to grow. Or if I'm okay, or if I think the perception of it is become content or settle, that I'm no longer going to be able to flourish.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it, like you said, comes down to surrender. And I think the trust piece, and I think it's self-trust. And I also think it's the trust in what's bigger. And I think that that's where the spirituality and the personal development work is so big, because to ask somebody who's a competitive or high achiever, right, to like to slow down and just don't do anything like that, make like what, right? And I think that's why looking at all of those things is so important, because again, to really make those shift, like you need to come back to that self-trust. And it's not easy. There's work involved in it, but I also think that it can be easy. And I think that the more you kind of knock those stories down and continue to just lean in and surrender to it, it can be easy. And then when you bring pleasure, it can be really fucking fun. So then it's just like, okay, well, I can have fun along the way too.
I love just bringing in like all the sex analogies with this, because it's almost like when you're trying to force something in and it's like hard and it's dry and it's just not working. It's like painful. But you're just like, I just want to come already, but it's not happening. Like, it's so much less enjoyable versus, I feel like, and I know all the women listening, it's like, when you just surrender to this process and you just allow yourself to think like, I'm just going to enjoy this experience and I'm just going to like allow myself to just ravish in this process and in this experience. And like, whether I orgasm or come, like that's fantastic. And also the experience just becomes so much more pleasurable because you're allowing yourself to just fully be in it.
Yes. And I think this is another reason why sex needs to be talked about more too, because there's so many parallels, right? Like you said, we're forcing the orgasm or we're forcing it to be quick or we're not taking the time to enjoy the journey. It's just like, oh, I just got to do this to do it. Or half the women aren't self-pleasuring at all or connecting to themselves in that way. And I think that it's like, if we're in a relationship and we want something or need some, like there's so much blame and pushback and it can be really easy to blame our partner for whatever it is, right? Like not doing better at my job. Well, you're not driven. So then I'm not driven. It's a cycle. And I feel like when it comes to sex and pleasure, we sometimes, like, I think what we need to come more into is recognizing that our own self-exploration is going to call in more of that too. And sex is, it's like, that's like, the last piece, like, well, I didn't even think of that. I need to play with myself to actually know myself, to then be able to show up in a relationship and be like, hey, this is what I like. But it's, there's parallels everywhere.
Yeah, this is a big one. Like, what angle do I want to take on this?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes. It's so funny because it's the same thing in business and marketing. And I know a lot of you listening are also entrepreneurs or you're wanting to step into more of an entrepreneurial endeavor. Or even if you're just in the corporate field and you're wanting to excel, it's like if this deep sense of fulfillment and happiness can really only truly come when you know yourself. And it's like you can know yourself logically, but to actually be able to be so connected to your body that you can act like understand the visceral responses that your body is giving you and intuitive hits that you have when you're experiencing something is so profound. And I get goosebumps when I start diving into these topics because for me, really starting to get into having more of a pleasure practice, really releasing the shame and the guilt around that or just the embarrassment or whatever the emotions are, really honoring and loving myself through that, like literally like loving myself through that process, there is such a deep level of reclamation in taking back your sexual sovereignty and recognizing that it's like, I can give myself all of this and I can also experience so much more of that with somebody else. But I feel like it also brings this deep sense of wholeness back to us where it's just like, wow, if I can feel this orgasmic state of bliss through this process without having to like go anywhere or do any crazy things or meeting anyone else, and I can just create this inside of myself and I can maintain the state of being and bring that into what I do in my day-to-day life. It's like this beautiful process of, I don't actually need all of these other things that I thought I wanted or I thought I needed.
Yeah.
And really like simplify. And I just think like clear out what actually matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I think the wholeness piece is really big. And I think that was, yeah, I think that is such a big piece of it because it is bringing you back to that, like you said, orgasmic state, like to your divinity, but also to your wholeness. And I think that, again, going back to that analogy, it's like we can rely on another person to do that, but we can also do it ourselves. And it is always about you. That is like what you're coming back to at the end of the day, every single day, no matter who your conscious partner is. And so make yourself feel whole, like connect with yourself in that way. And I also think it's like that wholeness, but then also the power in that and what you can create from that in your orgasmic state and how you can bring your desires and what you're wanting to manifest into that space and create it from your womb, because that is the center of creation. And then another thing that came up is like when you start tapping into it, there's so much external feedback. Like it's crazy the amount of external feedback you get. And I think that what's cool to see too is when you are so activated in that way, like you scare off the negative energies. They don't want to touch you.
Yeah. Oh man. There's like no word for like how profound this process and this experience has been personally, but also I know for a lot of the women that I've worked with, and I'd love to get your perspective on this piece, because I feel like something that shows up for a lot of women is there's almost this amount of shame that's attached to self-pleasure or to just like any type of pleasure practice in general, where it's like, I feel like what comes up is it's like this feeling of not feeling safe or not feeling connected or not feeling worthy or not feeling like it's okay for them. Mm-hmm. And really like what they would need to hear in that space.
Yeah, I love this question. I think it's important to be intentional in the practice and also in setting, like setting the container for yourself. So I know that safety and permission are a big piece in the beginning of the program too, whether it like it's even to explore the inner child work or to whatever it is, just giving yourself the permission and the space and the safety to explore those things and to be intentional and to release any kind of expectation around what you think is going to happen or around what you think you're trying to achieve or trying to get to or the way it should play out. And this goes for everything else, like body, whatever, right? So it's like releasing the expectation around it, being intentional with what you're going in for to connect with yourself. And then I think also being open to what does come forward for you, because I think that while we, like the body obviously has memory, I think that our yoni has memory too. And so there's probably stuff to clear out from that space too. And there might be pain and there might be tears and anger that come from that space that is your body clearing out too. And I think it's important to also like just that piece of judgment around it. Like, yeah, there were probably a lot of things that may have brought you to that place of judgment around it. But I think it's important to recognize the judgment that is coming forward from you now in that act and in how you connect with yourself in that way. And I know that a big piece of the somatic for me was recognizing how much judgment and shame there was around it, but how much of it was not fucking mine. Like how much was collected over my life around what sex meant or picking up on sexual energies and just making them a part of me. And I think that while it can be extremely beneficial and valuable to have a safe container, and it is so important to have that safe container, whether it be from a practitioner or coach or whatever, you can also create that container for yourself and you can lean into those things. And that again, might be you crying through a memory that's coming up when you're self-pleasuring. And that is like the womb space clearing out. And it is a beautiful process, just like anything else. And so there's just so many levels to it. And so I think being intentional and being mindful of the judgment. And I think in that intention, being clear, like we're going to clear some stuff out and we're going to explore and then bringing that childhood back to it too. Like so much of the shame and the judgment that does come forward is when we play around as kids, when we experiment and are told not to touch ourselves or not to play with our friends or anything like that. And that creates more of a story. And so then we just don't freaking talk about it. Don't touch ourselves. And I think that in my own self-exploration, I've brought a lot of that inner child like energy, just that child, like that playfulness to it. And it brings me back to like when I was a kid and would connect with myself in that way. And it was fun and it was light and you could laugh and you could play and it was just whatever, right? There was nothing attached to it. And so I think being intentional with like how you can bring that into the space and the container is another piece to it.
Yeah, I love this. I want to drop it on this piece, starting to just wrap up this container and just acknowledging the part that will probably most definitely be moments in all of this where it's not so much orgasmic and it is very emotional. Yeah.
Like, yes.
The response to that was really great.
I'm getting like somatic flashbacks of like, wow. it's like you hit a layer and then there's another layer.
Yeah.
And then there's one. You're like, oh my God, I've not thought about that in so many years.
Yeah. It's intense because it's such a beautiful reminder for, I think, all of us, because we can almost become arrogant in the sense that we think we've done so much healing, so there has to be nothing left. And then we almost make it wrong when we start to feel certain emotions that aren't in congruency with our state of homeostasis if we've reached that place of bliss.
Right.
But it's recognizing that it's like, yo, when you're feeling whatever you're feeling, it's like, this is your body releasing that. And to recognize that it's like, oh, okay, it's okay for me to have these emotions and to have these memories and to have whatever's coming up come through when I'm not attaching myself to it and I'm not trying to like hold on to it or attach meaning. And I think for me, like that was a profound lesson in and of itself of like, okay, allow what's present to surface without the judgment, without the story, release it, experience it, and then move through that. Right. And I feel like that's been a huge part of the pleasure practices. It's like, okay, especially when you're in that experience. And it's like, I know for me, there's been multiple times where I've had a pleasure practice. And inside of that, it's been just this ugly crying and almost like this angry, visceral yelling. And then just like afterwards, it's this deep release of what comes through that practice of like, whoa, there was this much that my body was literally energetically and physically holding onto. And now it finally has the opportunity to let that go through this energy.
Yes. I think going back to the question you asked before, it was like, what would you say to the judgment and the shame? Like, lean in. Like, that's really, that's it. Like, leaning in is going to allow you to work through it. And it might not logically make sense. Like, wait, you want me to touch myself and then all, like, what? But that is part of the process and leaning into it. And I think I had a conversation with a client before, and we were talking about all of this stuff too. And she was saying how sometimes during sex too, like, she'll just have an outburst of crying. And she's like, I don't want to make him see it. And I don't want him to think it's about him, but I'm like getting this wave of emotion. And I'm like, okay, that could be your body releasing too. And if it's in a safe container, right? So I'm going back to the healers that I went to become a somatic sexologist to be able to do the same work that I did with them. And I think that what makes their work so different than other somatic therapies that I've seen is that they bring the pleasure component in. And so, like, leaning into the judgment, leaning into the fear to actually get past it, you have to lean in. And I mean, there were parts in that process where it was just, like you said, wailing and anger and all of the emotions, but on the other side is freedom and you can access that.
Yeah, so good. We could go on for like hours on all of this. We might have to do like another episode where we just do a deep dive on specific like sex and pleasure and talking about that. And I feel like that would be really juicy.
Part two.
Stay tuned. Just to honor your time and your space, and I will go ahead and just start to wrap up this container. And really for anyone that's just connecting with you, that's really just vibing with your energy and is just feeling just so magnetized by everything that you're sharing, and how can they connect with you? How can they find you? And also anything that you want to share that's really just like top of mind, really present before we wrap up.
It's okay and you're perfect. Like, that's it. It's all okay and you're perfect in your own way. And I think that's, it's funny because I strive for perfection so long, and my own podcast is the Excellence Over Perfection podcast. And it's kind of funny how it's come full circle, and I'm just like, and you're perfect. You're perfect. And yeah, so the best way to find me is probably through Instagram or my podcast. It's my first and my last name, so Julianne Vaccaro. And then the podcast is the Excellence Over Perfection podcast. I hang out on Instagram most of the time, on my story often. Then I also have my coaching program, which is the Balanced Body Method, that will be undergoing some rebranding as well to captivate more of what we shared today. So something with reclamation in there some way or the other.
I love it. Oh, so good. It's so juicy. And just thank you so much for creating the time and making the space to dive in and really just share so vulnerably and so openly all of your shifts and your truths and everything that you've been so divinely guided to, and allowing us to really just see that. It's such a gift and such a blessing. And I just feel so honored. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a beautiful conversation. Thank you for providing the space.
All the love.
All the love.
Oh, so good. And to all of you listening, thank you so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode and if you got some gold nuggets out of this, please let us know. You can reach out to me or you can thank Julianne on her Instagram and all the great stuff. If you're not following her, I would highly recommend it. There's some content on that. But otherwise, guys, thank you so, so much for tuning in, and we will see you on the next episode. Have a good one.